God's Perfect Plan Through an Imperfect Dad by Steve Martin. My dad was a good father and a great provider. We never had to worry about having enough food, and our home was always comfortable. We took great vacations. One memorable trip was driving a car and trailer all the way to Guatemala. I worked in the family business, and my parents' love for each other created a sense of security for us kids. But like all parents, my dad wasn't perfect. We grew up in a very conservative and strict Mennonite community with lots of rules to follow. I'll admit, I was a bit of a handful as a kid and teenager, and I didn't care much for all of the rules. This caused tension between me and my dad, especially as I got older. He was strict about who I spent time with, how I dressed, what music I listened to, and where I went. I was often punished, spankings when I was little and more restrictions as I got older. We went to church constantly, and at one point, I was even sent to Bible school to straighten me out. This dynamic continued into my adult life, especially after my wife and I began to move away from the strict lifestyle we were raised in. My dad often reminded me how worldly and liberal I'd become, insisting I was on the wrong path. Even a month before he died, he was still telling me how wrong I was. It was clear that I was a disappointment to him. For years, I carried a grudge. I was angry that my teenage years felt so restricted. I didn't get to experience life like many of my peers. I was hurt that my dad couldn't accept me for who I was. As I grew older, I felt sad that we couldn't have open, honest conversations or a close father-son relationship. I tried to excuse his behavior, knowing that he had experienced the same things with his own father. I could even feel some compassion for him, but the resentment lingered. Since his death, I've slowly grown more appreciative of my dad. But the real breakthrough came recently. Clyde Pilkington and I were having a conversation for the Freedom Journey podcast. We talked about how every circumstance, good and bad, comes from God. Our loving Father has written our life stories, and they all end in perfection. Every detail, even the painful ones, serves a purpose and is ultimately for our good. As we discussed relationships, Clyde said something that struck me deeply. The hurtful things that people say and do aren't really from them. They're caused by our Heavenly Father in order to teach us and shape us. That made me think about my dad. I began to see that my Heavenly Father was using those experiences to teach me. Through my dad, I learned the difference between religion and freedom in Christ. I learned that the only approval I truly need is from my Heavenly Father. I learned to accept others who don't believe like I do. I've also learned lessons about how to relate to my own children. Today, I no longer feel any resentment toward my dad. As I look past my dad to see God's hand in our relationship, I can see how my Heavenly Father used him to shape me into the person I am today and who I'm becoming. My dad did have a deep love for studying the scriptures, and he passed that passion on to me. I know some people have had far more difficult relationships with their fathers, and I don't want to minimize that pain. I encourage you to look past your earthly father to your Heavenly Father. He loves you more than anyone else does and uses life's pressures to mold you into the person he planned for you to be. God has written each of our stories. They often include hurtful or challenging moments, but the ending will be glorious.